Healing works. Oftentimes we think that healing doesn't work because we have prayed and treated and so forth. But the millions of people around the universe, around the world, people that you and I know who pray for healing and get healing, they know it works. And you know it works because it has worked for you many times. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California. Healing works. Why is it that healing appears not to work sometimes? And it appears not to work because we have two causes going at the same time. One cause is thinking that I am sick. One cause is thinking that my body has a problem. And with that cause, we put a very powerful attitude in our mind that we are sick, that we are not at all in the perfect, ideal spirit, mind, and body that we would enjoy, which is our reality. Now, can I visualize my body as an ideal spiritual reality? Can I visualize my spirit, mind, and body, my ideal spirit, mind, and body? Well, the statement, of course, is that you cannot. We do not have the freedom within ourselves to think on such a high level. That level does exist, and that level is our reality. But we have lowered ourselves to think thoughts of humanity, think thoughts of limitation, think thoughts of illusion, and we have said that these illusions or these ideas of humanity are correct. And we know they're not. We know they're not. All the philosophers of all time, all the people who think beyond the limited sight that we apparently have for ourselves, they know that it's unlimited. They know that their body is the temple of the living spirit. They know that every organ, action, and function of their body is perfect right now. They know that. They know that's the original design. Now, we have the original design of an engine. And that original design is designed to be perfect in every way that it is designed to be. My son is working on an engine right now which is designed to be pollution-free. Now you say, my goodness, if that's true, the world should be the path to his door. Well, it is, and you will see. But as he is working with the engine, he has to put in other factors. And these other factors sometimes keep the engine from its original purity and integrity, because the other factors have to be created to be harmonious with the ideal that he has. He has it so that the combustion of the engine happens at the instant the engine is at its peak and everything is burned completely. But now he has to figure out an oil system for the engine. He has to figure out other aspects for the engine. And these other aspects, while he's working them out, keep the engine from performing at its peak. The peak is there. The ideal is there, just like our ideal body is here. And we have mental attitudes that are not harmonious with our ideal body. And we want to return our ideal body to its original purity and integrity. It is there. What are we returning? We're returning our thoughts. We're returning our thought to our original purity and integrity. We are releasing from our consciousness all thoughts that say we're limited, and we are empowering all the thoughts that say we are unlimited, we're fantastic, we're joyous, we're whole and perfect. Isn't that wonderful? Can you see how that can be? If in a purely physical engine, made with physical materials, which are limited, because they wear out and so forth, but the ideal is there. Perpetual motion machine perhaps is there. One day we'll find that too. But the pollution-free combustion engine is in my son's mind right now. And he will accomplish it because he's undaunted by the little problems that come up along the way. And he moves wonderfully, powerfully right into the idea that the engine is complete and whole right now. You, don't be daunted by the ideas that the universe has around you. Don't be daunted by the number of hospitals. Compared to the number of people on Earth, the number of hospitals are infinitesimal. And yet they get a lot of play. Don't be daunted by people who have problems. They're the minority. The majority of the people live in reasonably healthy, if not very healthy, bodies. Because most of the time, we live in the idea that everything is beautiful. Only when we turn our attention to the fact that there is illness and there is disease, there are problems, then these become ours. Today, we can put that cause in motion to say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body right now. Say it, say it, say it until it is part of the constitution, every fiber of our being. And as we say it, we'll get results. Because as a man thinketh in his heart, whatever we are thinking about, whatever thoughts we have, those are what we demonstrate. So let's demonstrate. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Pretty nice. Pretty wonderful. Pretty true. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campbell, California. Call toll-free 1-888-463-8654 for exciting information covering your healing needs. What could be more exciting than to tell you you're whole and perfect? When you call 1-888-463-8654, you may ask for a personal prayer treatment from a practitioner right at the moment you call 1-888-463-8654. You are reaching our corporate headquarters, and you're reaching a practitioner. Everyone here is a practitioner. Everyone has finished the training, and everyone is ready to work with you to see you whole and perfect right now. You can say to yourself, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, and be whole and perfect right now. And so it is. I love you.